Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast, helping you out of the gray and into the blue. Now, here's Jay Glazer.
Welcome back to Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer. I'm your host, Jay Glazer. And you know, before I get into this week's guest, I'm really excited to have on our book, Unbreakable, How I Turned My Depression, Anxiety into Motivation, and You Can Too, out in paperback. And if you need words, this book gives it words to describe mental health, what depression and anxiety feels like, how to, you know, really lean into your better half or your kids, or understand what your kids are going through, for you to want to explain to somebody else what you're going through. I give it words in really, really layman's terms. Again, I'm not your therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not clergy. I'm just a dude who's fucked up, who's learned how to be good with his fucked upness, and trying to all get us to walk this walk together as one big army together, because we deserve to. We deserve to, you know that we're not alone out there, and there's a lot of us together who are facing the same thing. So if we know that we're in the majority, which I think we are, we're not in the minority, it makes it a lot easier for us to deal with. With that, I want to bring our guest in here now for this week. And this dude is one of the baddest motherfuckers who's ever played in the NFL. And, you know, I like to tell people that me, for all the years that, you know, I've been in football and fighting, people say, well, Glazer's crazy. Well, that's a badge of honor in football and fighting. They just didn't know what kind of pain I was in. And I think that probably the same for my guest over here. This guy was an amazing sack master. He absolutely terrorized opposing quarterbacks. But he had a lot of terror going on inside him as well. With that, I'm going to bring in the Hall of Famer, Charles Haley. How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, Glazer? Thank you for having me on, man. This is one of the things that I take a lot of honor in, is talking about mental health and how it affected me, not only as a player, but growing up as a kid, and how every day I have to live with it.
Like I said, people always said to me, oh, Glazer's crazy. But when I first came out with it, which is only a year and a half ago, you know, I trained Mercedes Lewis for years in mixed martial arts, and he's the first one who called and said, man, I knew you're crazy. I didn't know what kind of pain you were in. What's that feel like?
I was diagnosed in 88. My ex-wife told me that I was a manic depressant, but, you know, you have to look at the background. You know, growing up as a kid, I didn't have any friends. And then I went to college. They used to call me Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. You know, as a black man, we're taught not to show our feelings.
Sure.
And so, you know, I didn't have anybody to talk to, because a man supposed to be a man. He don't supposed to cry. He don't supposed to, you know, show weaknesses. And, you know, I took that to heart, man. And I was never able to really tell someone what I was going through.
When were you finally able to?
Well, hey, I finally came out the closet and I had to go through a lot to get there, get to that point. I went through drug addiction, and then, you know, my ex-wife, man, she, You know, she was there for me until I brought drugs into the house with little kids, and then she couldn't take no more. And so we ended up getting a divorce from that. But she stood by me, man. Without her, I would not have made it through the NFL because the demons was driving me crazy. And she was a tough woman, and she kept me grounded and enough that, you know, I didn't explode and destroy everything that I was trying to build.
Well, what was the turning point for you where you were able to say, okay, you know what? This isn't a sign of weakness. I can talk about it and feel safe now. And it makes me a tougher dude to be able to talk about openly.
Well, it happened when I went to a dual diagnosis center. And then I got there and I saw me and a lot of people. And I realized that, yes, I do have a mental illness. Mm. And the moment that they got my medicine regulated in that center, my life changed. Mm. My mama told me that she beat Christ into me, but one day I was going to let him out. And in that room, I cried, man, because you know what? That pain, the anger, it was just coming out. And yeah. I didn't know how to deal with it, but thank God I was in a place of safety where everyone was dealing with either a mental illness or drug addiction, you know, something going on. But, you know, when you look at, you know, your situation, I forgot that I was a man. I just realized I'm broken. I'm fucking broken, you know, and how do you fill these cracks? You know, I had blamed my mom and dad because I need gratification, man. And I never got that from my parents. They never said, I love you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got a chance to really talk to them about this. And they were the first ones to help me get some sanity back because, you know, they told me, they said, son, we put food on the table, you know, I was there for everything, but I needed those words. And then, you know what? My dad never talked. He calls me out of the blue all the time and say, son, I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you and I love you.
That's cool.
And those words, man, my mom the same way, man. I just, you know, it allowed me to open up and to be the man that I want to be, the change that I want to see in others.
That's beautiful. I love that. Let me ask you this, because I kind of go back and forth on this, because I knew I needed my pain to step up in a cage, right, and fight people and train all the guys that I've trained with. And, right, I needed that kind of crazy. And I kind of look back now and I go, man, if I had to do all over again, would I have stayed in that kind of pain so I could use it to fuel me fighting-wise? And I don't know the answer to that. What is your answer?
My answer is, bruh, I'm the Hulk. I'm always angry. So it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? I never knew how to be a friend because I never had friends. And now today, because of this life-changing moment, now I'm able to go to my teammates, you know, the family and friends, and actually tell them what I regret. I don't say I'm sorry, because that's what con artists do. They keep saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then all your friends and family, you know, they done heard that before. But I go back and try to be as detailed as I can about what I've done. And I ask them, don't listen to these words. Watch my walk. I did a 360. Everything that was negative, all those people, I got rid of. And that's the only way. That's the only way that you're going to find true freedom. Right. You have to do a 360. You have to get rid of all that shit. And, you know, all those people that was there with you going through it, guess what? They were enabling you. So why keep them around?
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hmm. Were you surprised at the reaction when you went to people and said, hey, listen, I regret this or I regret that, and this is what I've really been going through?
Hey, man, you know what? It took a minute for guys let that guard down, man, because, you know, I've done some dumb-ass shit to people.
You terrorized some fuckers, yeah.
I've done some dumb shit. You know, when I was coming in the room, they would leave, you know. But, you know, it's just fulfilling for me. Over time, it took 2 or 3 years for guys to start being able to laugh, joke, to to punch me or whatever, you know, and not worry about this angry hawk going crazy on him. You know, he's a dude now. He's in a cage, and I'm never gonna let him out because unless I have to defend myself. But other than that, I'm past that in my life.
I call it keeping the beast in the box. And,
yeah.
Right. And I do whatever I can to keep that beast in the box because it's not safe for me or others when that beast comes out of the box.
But, amen.
Right. But sometimes amen. I struggle, and I saw Mike Tyson talking about it recently. He's like, man, I trying to walk, you know, work on the art of humbleness now. And man, I'm trying to keep that monster, you know, down. And sometimes I feel like a bitch when I keep it down.
Yeah. Hey, I understand. Hey, but you know what, man? So, you know, what bothers me the most is, you know, is guys, you know, they try to fuck with my head by telling me, hey, you know, I looked up to you, you know, I thought you was a whatever. And you know what? Every year they brought in people to take my job and, you know, and these guys, you know, they think I'm stupid enough to real, you know, they were trying to take my job and I was going to give it to them. And, you know, the greatest thing that I ever did was play football because I could mask all my anger, all the violence, all the pain that I was going through. Because, you know, in the locker room, on the field, you could do anything and not go to jail.
Right.
If I wasn't playing football, I'd probably be in prison. And that's the ends and buts about it because I had everything that popped in my head, I did.
What's the greatest thing you think you did in football?
Man, hey, I'm not going to say because then the people I did it to, man, I'm trying to heal those wounds. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but give me the thing that makes you most – you don't have to name names or whatever. Like, but the thing that, like, man, this just – you look back – because a lot of what I have to do, I have to, like, think of things that I'm proud of to get the roommates in my head to talk nicely to each other. Give me some of the things you're most proud of from your playing career days. Is there a season? Is there – plays, accolades?
What I'm most proud of is Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott. As a rookie, you know, I was doing all kind of crazy shit, and Joe treated me like I was a 30, you know, that I've been playing with them from day one. He made me feel so at home. Ronnie was my mentor, man. He taught me the game of football. You know, I got angry with him and tried to hurt him, man, and he's, you know what? I love him so much, man. You know, we went to give shoes out. This 10-year-old kid changed my life. He asked Ronnie, he said, Mr. Lott, what makes you great? And Ronnie said, I play without fear. And at that moment, I got from under his wings and I spread my wings because that was when I realized that I could unleash that giant. And
wow.
I didn't know how to put him back, but I unleashed him.
Wow. Is there anybody you were ever intimidated by?
I was intimidated by?
Uh-huh.
No. You know what? I don't know what that word intimidation is, man. Okay. The intimidator scared. I scare myself because the shit that goes through my head when I get mad, and I don't know how I didn't act on a lot of it, man, but right. It's just, hey, man, you know, hey, I really don't know how to describe it, man, but I remember one day, Michael Carter probably came the closest to intimidating. They put me beside his locker, and man, I was bouncing around, you know, manic, jumping around and everything, because I would go either be bouncing around on top of the world, or I'd be depressed, you know, won't talk to anybody. One day I was bouncing around, I was talking trash to him, and boy, he backhanded me in my chest. I thought he broke every bone in my chest, dog. I jumped out of there, man. You know what? I looked at that dog and I said, I want no parts of that dog, man. I said, my ass down. So, yeah, Michael Carter probably would be the first one.
Who kept you in check in Dallas?
Kept who in check?
You. Now, you said kind of Ronnie and Joe Montana kind of helped, right? That kind of kept you in check a little bit. Who are those people in Dallas, the Cowboys?
I was a bully. When I got there, you know, they were already a team, and I was coming into something. So, you know, it was my job, man. My mom said respect is not given, it's earned. So I earned that respect by walking out on the field and whooping their ass, okay? There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. I let them know there can only be one. There can only be one, and I am that one. And, hey, if they want to knock me off the top of the mountain, bring it. And so I set a standard of excellence that I wanted others to follow. And I did not take anything less than that. The only thing that can conquer a man is pain. And, you know, that's what conquered me, was at the end of the day, the pain that I was going through conquered me. You know, pressure made me into a diamond, but that pain conquered me.
Hmm. Tell me about your early days. You know, again, my depression, anxiety, and now I got ADD, depression, anxiety, bipolar, all that. It's my earliest childhood memory. I don't ever recall not waking up. And I can describe my pain. When I wake up, and it's an everyday thing for me, I'm sure it is for you, but I feel like it this morning. I wake up like the sky's falling. Everybody hates me. Things are against me. How could you describe your pain as a young kid on?
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. I was an introvert, man. I didn't talk to anybody. I stayed to myself. I just, you know what, man? I didn't want people to know there was a 5-6-year-old kid inside screaming for help. So I didn't want friends, because then they realized something is wrong. Wow. I didn't want that help. I wanted to hide. I wanted to keep that secret. And I took that kid with me from high school to college and college into the NFL. And then I kept that same kid and destroyed my whole relationship with my family. And, you know, the most important thing to me is family, whether it's my teammates or my biological family. And that destroyed me the most. That's, for me, that was the biggest turning point in my life where I realized that I fucked up so bad. But then, like I said, when I got on my knees and God told me, get up. You know, you're my son and I got you. You know, I found new strength that day in rehab. I found a strength that I didn't know I had. I was so fearful of leaving the dual diagnosis center. I was scared to leave because I never felt that good before in my life. I could never look out the window and see the trees. I just saw dirt. I saw a little bit. And my hair cleared, the fog left, and I could understand the world. And, you know, today I understand my mood changes. So, you know, when I feel like I'm going to depression, I'll go to a gas station or whatever, and I may pump somebody's gas. I may help somebody with that grocery.
Being of service. I love it.
I would do something to get myself out of the funk, you know? And so the thing that people need to fucking understand is find one reason to live. You know, the thoughts of me hurting myself, that came a lot. But you know what? I found one thing to live for. I had 99 other things to live for, but I found one thing to live for. And that's my relationship with Jesus Christ. I cannot have a relationship if I'd harm myself. So that became my mantra. That's what I live for every day. And that's what I sacrifice for.
You know, I love what you said here too, because we say the same things, but a little different words. Because you say you saw dirt outside. I call mine the gray. One of the things I wrote about in the book is one of the ways through the gray is to be of service to people. So you just said it. Same thing I did. You go to a gas station, you pump someone's gas. You help someone with groceries. I want people at home to really understand the power of this. The power of being of service helps you through that dirt. It helps you through that gray. And Charles, it's beautiful that you've seen that, man.
Yeah, you know what? People, they thanking me, going, oh, you so nice, you so blah. I'm going like, you just don't know.
Right.
Hey, I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for me because I have to do it. And, you know, I started a foundation to help kids with reading because I was reading three grade levels behind in college. So that's also another outlet for me to be able to go in and serve. And serving kids. So I found ways to not go back into that pain area again, you know, and that's my freedom.
Right.
My freedom is that I don't have to wake up thinking about my past. I wake up and think about my future. And that has been my key. That has been my battle call.
Have you been able to heal that little kid in you?
He's still there. He's still roaming around. I can never get him to leave my head. You know, he walks around there think he owns shit. It's just hard to forgive some people, especially when I was growing up. It's, you know, it's hard for me to deal with my brothers. You know, there's some dynamics that's in my head that's keep me from taking that step of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, I want people to forgive me, but I won't forgive others. And I don't, you know, and, you know, God is keep telling me to move my feet, to let things go. But that kid still got his fist balled up and saying, you know, fuck that.
He needs some healing.
Yeah. He still got his fist balled up.
And, right.
And he won't allow me to let go of all the pain.
So I'll give you a little story that had helped me a little bit. It helped me a lot, incredibly. I go to Thailand. That's like my happy place. I train Muay Thai in the jungle. I meet with these monks out there. And then I go last year. They asked me to describe myself. And man, it was just the worst. I'm a piece of shit. I'm this and that, all this stuff. They said, man, you're in a lot of pain. And they said, we want you to take the next 3 days and sit in your pain. I said, I sit my pain every day. They said, no, you experience your pain every day. And they said to me, this goes to the little kid, Charles. They said, when you were growing up, did you refer to yourself as Jay? I said, no, I refer to myself as Jason. He said, all right, what we want you to do is sit in your pain and look at that little hurt little kid, little Jason, a little hurt. And we just want you to hold his hand and show him some compassion because you never thought he had me. And man, Charles, it's been, they said that to me. I started crying my eyes out and it's kind of changed me. So now I sit at night and I think about that little kid and all that pain. I literally just put my arm around him and tell him it's going to be okay. So I don't know if that resonates with you at all, man, but it was pretty healing for me.
You know, I go out in public, but 90% of my time is at home by myself.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I want to love, I want to trust, but that kid, and like I said, that kid is still there, man.
Yeah, you got to heal him, brother. You got to heal him.
I don't know how to heal him. I just know how to hide with him. Mm. And I do that very well at my own house and with my dogs, you know.
Right. But maybe that's where I'm saying, like, here's something, like, hey, man, tonight, sit there. If you look at him, put your arm around him. Love him up. It's a process. You know what I mean? But he deserves to get loved up. We all do, right? Yeah. So maybe that's a start for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was some wisdom right there. So I'm going to try to use some of it.
Good. I like it. All right. Before I let you go here, I ask every one of my guests this, your unbreakable moment, something that should have broken you and didn't. And as a result, you come to the other side of that tunnel.
Well, the unbreakable moment is when my drug addiction destroyed my family, when I brought drugs into the thing. That was one of the hardest situations. But the thing that damn near broke me was when my daughter had leukemia and I could not do anything to help her, man. And I tell you, man, that was the hardest battle I ever fought, man, because, you know, I loved her so much, man, and there was nothing I could do. I would go to the hospital. They would do the spinal tap. She would scream. And that took me so deep into drugs and alcohol that it should have killed me. But you know what? I came through and she came through and we came together. And, that's the moment that fucked me up. But yet it built me into a better man.
I love that, man. And look how many people you're helping now also.
Hey, just be the change you want to see in others.
What do you tell players, these young players, when they come in? I see you down there at the Cowboys. What do you tell these cats when they come in to try and help them between their ears? What's your advice to them?
Well, I tell them, shut the hell up. And you know what? You ain't done shit. You ain't done shit. Hey, I don't give a damn your first round. You're making $100 million. You ain't done shit in your life. You need to be quiet. You need to learn. Hey, and you need to learn how to be a professional. Because this shit it could be gone tomorrow. So you ought to take time out to really enjoy this moment. But I haze the shit out of them. I make them do shit.
I see it.
I just, you know, my thing is that when I go there, the 49ers or the Cowboys, I just feel like I'm at home, you know, and I do mean, man, because you know what? At the end of the day, I don't coach you guys. I'm a teacher. I want to teach them, hey, look, this is what I went through. You don't have to go through it. I already been through it. And then I'll grab guys and say, look, get your ass in here to see this psychiatrist. And you go in here and I'll grab them, take them in there because I see me. And they don't have to go through that same pain. And I make sure I hold their ass accountable. And then the dumb fuckers will come back and say, oh, I was diagnosed. Should I take the medicine? This is how dumb people are, man. I'm like, shit. Hell yeah, take the medicine. And everybody needs to understand something. It's okay to have a mental illness. But until you say, I have a mental illness, you're not accepting that you have a mental illness. And remember, diabetics, what they got to do? They got to take insulin.
Right.
So the medicine we take, it's just like having heart problems or diabetes or whatever. Hey, I'm going to take mine because then I got a fighting chance of winning this battle. Hey, I just want to be a 50-50 every day and I'm good.
I love it, man. Hey, you make a great point. If we got pneumonia, we're taking medicine to get over that pneumonia. There's no shame in it. Same with this. We got to make sure we take it. Yep. Hey, Charles, I appreciate you joining me, my brother. I appreciate you walking this walk together with us.
Hey, stay great.
I appreciate you. Hey, and start tonight. Try and heal that little kid in you.
I'll try.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.